It is the review after Liverpool 2, Manchester City 0, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through it. Neil, what do we say? Well, what we did say on Friday night, on the Friday night, was that we weren't sure whether it would be Nunes through the middle or whether he would go Diaz. It is Diaz. You thought Szoboszlai would start. I didn't. The Gomez change doesn't exactly speak for itself, but it was between him and Klaassen, and he gets the nod. I think Szoboszlai and Gakpo definitely play into the approach for Liverpool, right? This is one where Szoboszlai very much pulls right. When we look at where Arne Slot likes to use him in terms of either side, and that can be a bit of a surprise. But just Liverpool's ability to find yards of space to drive into, to constantly overload one side and go the other, to have City's lack of intensity, I would say, seized upon in the middle of the park. It was a good selection from the manager. It falls in line with the rotation he's having to do. And like I say, it massively falls into Liverpool's approach.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of key things, really. So Szoboszlai puts in the second most pressures just behind McAllister over the course of the game, and so many of them are to the right-hand side. And I think there's a little thing that it's worth noting that I think the manager is doing in certain games, which is there's just a little bit of Szoboszlai doing some of Salah's work. And what that means is that Salah can save his energy for when he wants to, when we want him to be explosive, which is to be constructive for us. And I think that this is a really good example of one of those games. You know, for me, if you're not going to start Nunez, I think starting Szoboszlai becomes important, because you just want to have one direct run, a direct presser in that area. You want one strong running threat that's there as a constant in behind. And it makes a ton of sense in a game like this one. Listen, I think if you're against a bottom 10 team, you can move it around a little bit more. But in a game like this one, that's your trade-off. And I think that there's a big part of effectively this in the early going was just a teeny little bit like an old school Klopp game in a number of ways, but one of those number of ways was that the midfield three, looking back at it, the midfield three is there to just do so much water carrying for everyone else and give everyone else the platform on which to explode and to demonstrate what it is that they're capable of in different ways. And I think that you get that out of all three of the midfielders, whilst they also play ever so well, are constructive and are great on the ball as well. I think that there's that's part of the thinking in there, and it undoubtedly works, because the proof of the pudding is just first and foremost in the first 20 minutes.